never thinking that life was gonna be fair. I'm going down to my mama, I got to buy my school fair. My rent, 6 months behind, I gotta be no landlord. Don't take no excuse, that's mine. The reason you're, I think.
Some of the meanest, maddest people I ever met in my life broke. You know, one. You know, I mean, even if it was something as simple as a new pair of shoes. Okay. It's really sad to want and not be able to have. Okay. That can give you blues.
Before the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act of the early 1960s, African-American life in Mississippi under Jim Crow was often harsh, as sharecropping became slavery with a different name. Blues music, which had already been evolving for about a century, was a way to articulate the bluesman's individual experience in this social, economic, psychological, cultural, and political environment.
In fall 2008, several students and professors from Lincoln College, Pennsylvania, traveled to Northwest Mississippi to study how the American Black Liberation Movement played out in this region. Based on that field research, this presentation examines the blues through the life history of guitarist Bill Harvin Mudd Perry, who currently teaches in the Blues Education Program at the Delta Blues Museum in Clarksdale, Mississippi. According to sociologist and poet Amiri Baraka, each phase of the Negro's music issued directly from the dictates of his social and psychological environment.
You know, imagine, you know, it's a July day, it's 98 degrees, you're sitting out there on a tractor with no top, no canopy, or anything over your head. The sun is blaring down on you all day long, okay? And let's just say, you know, looking back to when I was young, you know, you may have been making a couple, maybe $3 a day, okay? I can see that making you sing some blues, okay?
Before the positive changes of the civil rights movement, the harsh environment and extreme conditions that sharecroppers experienced roused the blues from them in the same way whimpers and howls arise from a kicked dog.
In essence, the blues was the only path for emotional release, the only avenue for reaction to the ever-present sorrow, emotional disillusionment, and mental frustration created by the harsh conditions of the South. Unlike reactionary music that tends to attack the source of sorrow and frustration, blues was a cry, not a shout or scream, that worked to relieve the soul rather than to create anger. This, in a sense, was what made blues a unique musical genre. During the antebellum period, slaves had to sing working and or happy songs to stave off white retribution. Lacking individuality, this music could not express what they were really feeling. After abolition, African Americans were able to express their genuine emotions musically without fear of repercussion. Rather than the jumpy jive that was performed before Old Massa and Miss, blues illuminated the previously hidden thoughts and feelings of the black man. More often than not, they were tinged with an atmosphere of melancholy and hurt.
When he was growing up, Bill Perry's family sharecropped in Lafayette County, Mississippi.
Because believe me, I've been working since I was a little boy. I told you, by the time I was 10 years old, I could pick 200 pounds of cotton a day. And I didn't start the year before picking cotton to be able to do that. You know, I was in the fields and stuff probably before I was 5 years old.
Perry's father made homemade whiskey.
It's called Moonshine, White Lightning, Pooch. You know, it's quite a few different names for it.
His father also gambled.
And the first guitar that I ever had in my life, he won in a crap game, a dice game, I should say.
Reinforcing Baraka's contention that blues goes back to the individual for impetus and emotional meaning, Perry wrote the song I Can Play Guitar Man, which details his desire to play the guitar when he was young. When writing songs, Perry only listens to his own music.
You know, I had to get out and do it for myself. You know what I mean? It still holds true to this day.
Although Perry's songs tell his individual story, in Reason I Sing the Blues, he laments the lack of sympathy in women, a common theme among bluesmen.
In his book, The Land Where the Blues Began, blues ethnomusicologist Alan Lomax states that the itinerant Delta bluesmen created songs that appeal to women for sympathy and a place to hang their hats. Perry sings the blues when his old lady gives him grief instead of sympathy.
Let me tell you fellas what I think to say. Now when the hard all day, I'm gonna find your lady, babe. There's nothing worse than taking a bad whipping from a mean, jealous woman. Listen, come on, they tripping, that's why. And please, you're on.
As a genre, the blues is a liberation music, freeing the musician from his individual plight by acting as an avenue of expression for his innermost feelings. The themes poverty, racial oppression, women, and the need to escape to a better place mediated these emotions. Before the civil rights movement, bluesmen most often took as their topics the current conditions of the time, which, up to this point, had been influenced by slavery and sharecropping. With the positive changes resulting from the movement,
you know, you could sing about the same thing. You had to find other stuff to sing about.
Slavery and sharecropping were no longer pertinent topics.
We interviewed Mr. Perry on the day of the 2008 presidential election, just before Barack Obama became the first black president-elect of the United States. When discussing the election, Perry stated,
"I got a feeling, come tomorrow, it's going to be a new page in history turn. It's going to be something new to write about. I just got that feeling."
Blues, which is historically linked to slave realities, has been embedded in African-American culture throughout its evolution. Injustice, hardship, poverty, all still exist in modern American culture, and with them, so do the blues. Now, in the 21st century, as African Americans look forward to the positive changes they hope Barack Obama will create in America, who can say how bluesmen will intertwine their new experiences into their music?